Dan the Trumpet Man, from Blue Sunset by Mary Jo Rabe. I insisted on a brass quintet. Ned didn't see why we needed live music on Mars, so we played him some songs and then let him listen to a recording for comparison. The bookkeepers screamed that it was a waste of money to transport our instruments. Sure, it took us a while to adapt to the acoustics in the Martian underground, but then we wowed every audience. Soon we recruited enthusiastic amateur players and acquired more instruments. I composed marches, anthems, and dance tunes inspired by our surroundings. I even dabbled with operas and musicals. Staring at the rock formations under the pink, dusty Martian sky and touring the ancient underground cities, I came up with wild, weird, extraterrestrial music that was quite successful back on Earth. Here on Mars, people got more sentimental with each passing year. They wanted to hear John Philip Sousa again and again, and so we obliged. I had hopes for the next generation. The first true Martians would surely want Martian music. Unfortunately, I didn't live long enough for that audience. Seeking new inspiration, I misjudged the horizon and drove the surface vehicle into a gorge. They meant well at my memorial service, but why couldn't they have played some of my compositions instead of Stars and Stripes Forever?